y'all. Not one bit. And see, it doesn't have to be in our nation. Who keeps fanning it? Media. Media. Keep fanning it. I tell you what we can do. We're going to have to outlove them. We're just going to have to do deeds of kindness and love. Love does what? Covers a what? Multitude. Say multitude. That's a bunch. What's your name? Donna? How old are you, Donna? I'm nosy. I'm 74. 57. Well, that's good. I'll tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to find out about the goodness of God. You think he's good to them, but he's going to show himself good to you. You're going to say, I never dreamed it could be like this. Won't that be something? So here's the key. You're going to start dreaming about the goodness of God. God's going to show you who you really are in a dream. He's been trying to tell you, and you go, oh, he don't really know me. Yes, he does. He knows you inside and out. And you will say out of your own mouth, I never dreamed it could be like this. Here's what he says in the Bible to all of us. I will woo her out to the wilderness, and there I'll win her back with words of love. That's God talking about a wayward church. I'll woo her out to the wilderness, and there I'll win her back with words of love. So that's what he's going to do. Well, that's good. So you think you want to be a youth pastor.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing to accelerate that?
Everything I can.
Quickest way to get promoted right now in the spiritual realm is servanthood.
I serve with the kids down at the youth. I'm one of the youth leaders.
That's good. And then whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your heart, all your mind. And just anything that good ever happens in your life, say, give Jesus the glory. Remember when Paul and them was walking by, and Peter and those guys, they was walking by, and this old the crippled guy, and he said, look on us. Wow. Most time we see somebody like that, we go, oh, maybe they won't look. Look on us. And the guy was expecting to get a handout, and he said, no silver and gold I don't have, but such I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. And then the guy was healed, remember that? 40 years paraplegic, jumps up, runs in the house, pow, pow. And then all the people ran out and started looking at Peter. And he said, why are you looking at us? Wow. Now, that's what we got to learn. We got to tell the helpless, look at us. We've got something for you. And then when the people try to say that we did it, say, wait a minute. We didn't do this. God did it. If we would give him more glory, he'd give us more power.
Amen.
Anyway, about to get out of here. We got a service tomorrow, too. 10:30. Here's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. You want to know?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this. Hold on! One day can change everything. One single day, I'll show it to you in the Bible, one single day can change your whole destiny for time and eternity. One single day. The devil's doing everything he can to get you to think, well, it'll never happen now. It's been too long coming. It could have, should have, but it didn't. I'm going to show you, weeping lasts through the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
I'm going to show you how to hold on to hope for one day. One day will change everything. I'll show you in the Bible. One day changes everything. The devil wants you to give up, cash in. Don't do it. I'll show you how complete. I'll show you the biggest transition in the whole Bible. Joel 2:25 says, I will restore. I'll show you the greatest restoration mentioned in the Bible tomorrow. About one day changes everything. Wow. Wow. Do you believe God can do it? I'll guarantee you God can change everything in one day. Here it is, Psalms 30, verse 5. This is where I'll take off tomorrow. Weeping may last through the night. Here's what it actually says. It says, God's anger is but for a tiny moment. His favor is for a complete lifetime. And then the part we remember, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. So hold on. There's the dawning of a new day. One day can change everything. I'll show you some examples in the Bible. Take your breath. See, if God does it for one, he can do it for everyone. He's no respecter of persons. Wow. He can change things, can't he? Yes, he can. You got anything to say? Come here just a moment. I'm glad you got to come with us.
Good.
I tell you, there's been a great gulf between us. Grandchildren. When the grandchildren started, oh, they think Carolyn can do anything. What do they call you?
Mimi Fix.
Mimi Fix. You're pulling my ear off.
Sorry.
She's patting me in the back, stripping down. Feel like I'm being frisked by the police. Yeah. I've had that happen. Oh, thank God. Thank God I got saved before the taser. They'd have lit me up like a Christmas tree. Good Lord. Got a hole in my head. They hit me in the head with a stick once. The cops did. I don't blame them. You know, the Bible said they bear not the sword in vain. But anyway, glad to have you here. This is a good place. What's your feelings about this place?
Well, we've always loved coming here. It's like coming to a family reunion.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good.
I think Bob Jones, I'm sure everybody comes here feels that because of the love that's in the house of the Lord. And so we feel like we're coming to a family reunion of our very own family. We are.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Love you very much.
Listen, God wants to do something. You know, we talked about financial blessings. Now, God's fixing to get this place so packed, you'll have to start having more than one service a Sunday.
Amen. Amen.
Here's what's going to happen, Mark 2:1. It was noised abroad that he was in the house. There was not room enough to receive him. No, not so much as about the door. So it's going to get so packed, there won't be seats for people. That's where they tore down the roof. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Let the guy down. But watch this. It'll get noised abroad that Jesus is in the house, and here there come of people. You're going to hear, you're going to see miracles like you've not seen before. Creative miracles. Now, one of the things I got caught up into heaven, and I pray it'll happen tonight. I got caught up into heaven. I saw body parts. I saw arms and legs and body parts, eyes. And I'm telling you, it looked like a mannequin factory, honestly. Living arms and legs and eyes and just... I said, oh, Lord, what is that? And here's what he said. It's what you can have if you'll believe me. Now, here's what I'm believing. I'm believing there's going to come a day there'll be such an anointing on our veterans can come in. Their legs have been blown off. They got titanium man-made legs, and I believe they'll walk out with the legs from heaven. I believe they'll come in with their sides of their faces blown away, no eyes, and God will give them eyes. I saw it with my own eyes. It's what we can have if we'll believe God for it. I am believing to see these legs grow out right in front of us, come in with all the titanium. I believe there'll be times we'll come in and there'll be stacks of titanium legs and all the kind of things you see them using. And I believe God's going to restore. I really mean it. And it's going to be things like that. And people will get here way before daylight to get a place to sit down in here. So what you say, well, when's that going to happen? It's closer than we think. We're coming to the consummation of the age. The seeds of good and evil are coming to harvest at the same time. But the Lord God Almighty will never let the devil get in a sucker punch. God's going to do something. It'll be Habakkuk 1:5. Look! Look among the nations! I'll work a work in your day. It'll be so marvelous you barely can believe it. Wow. Wow. We think the best day of the church is come and gone. We ain't seen nothing yet. Listen. Doors are opening up to prophesy to world leaders like you can't imagine. They understand we've got to have guidance. And you can't get it. We can't get it through the UN. Lord told me, and I put it in the shepherd's rod. I said, the fox is in the hen house. I'm talking about the UN and the decisions they'll make against Israel. Wow. That unfolded, didn't it? Well, anyway, get ready. You say, well, how do you get ready for something like that? Just stay humble. Just stay humble and say, God, whatever you want, I want. When I got saved, God said, I'll send you around the whole world with the gospel. I said to him, fat chance. That means no way that's going to happen. And listen, I'm telling you, you'll never out God. Whatever he's promised you, it's above that. He's able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or dare to imagine. So imagine big things. Imagine your whole family saved and following God. Imagining your business prospering in such a dimension, you have to say, we got more money than they can put in the bank. That's what it says in the book of Malachi. Yeah, isn't that something? Wow. Wow. Good. Okay, I was just down in by the ocean in Miami, and you know God says he's going to release the treasures of hidden darkness. I believe there's going to be a great find of gold along, you know, those pirate ships. I believe some believer is going to stumble across all that. I'm talking about bars of gold. And yeah. I was off in Dudley, England, talking about something like this, and I said, to prove this is a true prophetic word, they're going to find titanium in Dudley, at Dudley, didn't they? Tungsten, that's what it was. Tungsten's very rare, and boy, you could hear people going, oh, that guy looks like crazy gold. And guess what happened? Just a few days later, they found what? A guy found a big bar of tungsten, and it was found by a guy named Dudley. Is this true? A doorstop. A big old doorstop, tons of money. And but anyway, wealth is everywhere if we'll just take time to listen. That's true. You got stuff you don't even know that's valuable. That's true. You say, you think I got something valuable? Yeah. Yeah. Creativity is valuable. Somebody's going to come up with a medicine from a stem in an aquatic plant, and it's going to reverse Alzheimer's and dementia. So if you know anybody in the biochemistry and stuff like that, somebody's going to come up with a derivative out of an aquatic plant, and out of that, they'll get a medicine that'll reverse Alzheimer's and dementia. So that's something. Well, we've got to get out of here. Anything else? Okay. You believe God will heal you? Yeah. I guarantee you that wheelchair won't be in heaven. I believe before this thing's over with, you'll be up walking, kicking. Well, I'm telling you, God wants wheelchairs emptied. He wants crutches thrown away. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I will do you a favor.
Will you tell the witch story?
The witch story?
About the coven that come in. She's talking about
okay.
God's too hot to handle.
Yeah, she said, would you do me a favor? I said, I will. She said, would you tell the witch story? I started asking which one, but here's one. One she's talking about. I'm up there preaching, and a witch coven comes in, marches in, and I'm up there preaching. So the Lord said, go confront them. I said, it's going to mess up the service. I walked over there. I said, what are y'all in this service about? They said, we're here to stop the service. I said, you can't stop this service. This is Holy Ghost service. I said, are you the leader? She said, yes. I said, well, do what you're going to do to stop it. So I'm standing there. She's throwing these curses. But Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you works. 1 John 4:4 said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So she's doing all of her little stuff. I said, are you through? I'm still standing. So I said, here. And I do like that, and it knocked her down. She falls to the floor. She said, rolling the floor. Her eyes roll up in the back of her head. She's screaming like a pig you stabbed in the neck. And I said to her, Coven, I said, look, she did all her stuff. I'm still standing. She's rolling the floor like a pig. I said, and you're going to follow that? So they get her, and they're trying to drag her out of the building. They get to the back door there. And there's a blonde-headed girl, never seen her before in my life, and she's about to go out. She's the last one going out, and I scream at her, Sarah! I called her name. I said, God's going to release you from the web you've caught yourself in. So two nights later, Sarah comes back in the building. She's whiter than a sheet. So I asked her a question. I said, where you been? Then I answered my question. I said, you've been to a funeral service for one of your coven members. He put a .357 Magnum in his mouth and blew the back of his head off, didn't he? That's what happens. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So this kid killed himself, and so that's what God used to bring Sarah into the kingdom of God. Wow, I'm telling you guys, God wants us to be bold and brave and very courageous. Here's a witch story. You want to hear it? I'm up in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the largest vineyard church there. We go out to a meal after the service. We're sitting in a little booth. And there's the pastor, and he's right here, and his wife's over there, and there's elders and stuff like this. And there's a little waitress. She comes up, and she's got a little black cape on, kind of a thing, or what do you call it, apron. And so she's got a stiff white shirt, and she's putting down water glasses. She's got to stand over a little rail, and she's putting some water glasses down. But she felt me feel wickedness on her. This is all true. She felt me feel wickedness on her, so I looked up at her, and she said to me out of her mouth, oh, don't worry, I'm a Christian witch. I said, wow, that's rare. She pulled up her sleeve like this, so help me. She's got little fish, a cross, and some things, and on here she's got pentagrams and some satanic symbols. I said, now let me get this right. You're a Christian witch? She said, yes. I use witchcraft to manipulate people in the power of God to protect me. That's what she said. Not one bit joking, totally 1,000% serious. I said, wow, that's really something. I said, it's really rare. I don't think it exists. I said, but how's it working for you? She said, wonderful. I said, let me get this clear. Christian witch, use witchcraft to manipulate people, power of God to protect you. And she said, yes. I said, okay, now I'll tell you what now. You do whatever you do to get God to protect you, because I'm a man of God. I'm about to extend my hand towards you. And she starts humming, humming. I said, and I'm mocking her. I said, are you warped up? That's what I said to her. Are you warped up? And she said, yes. Stuck my hand out, this one right here. Blue fire came out of my hand right here. Hit her in the chest. Boom. It knocked her up in the air. She goes backwards like this. She's stuck up against the refrigerator where they put the eggs and the orange juice, about this high off the ground, screaming like you can't imagine. Ah! Ah! Falls down the floor, runs over there. Can you help me? I said, yes, we can. And introduced her to the pastor and the pastor's wife. But the thing that stunned me, she was totally serious. That thought we could have a mixture like that. The Bible said, what fellowship hath light with darkness? What agreement hath the temple of God with the cup of Baal? Wow. We preach such a low-level gospel that people could believe something like that could exist. Wow. Make a good story out of this. This girl gets delivered and really became functional in the church. Pretty wild. I like that, don't you? Wow. You want to hear another one? I'm preaching down the University of Texas in the football arena there. This is years ago. I'm standing on a trailer, a flatbed trailer they'd made for a pulpit stand. Kids were everywhere, the Jesus stuff. In walks a coven of witches. They semicircle set right in front of me. Oh, my goodness. I knew nothing about all that kind of stuff then. My mind got so clouded, I had to fight to remember the passages of scriptures. So afterwards, I go down there. Here's a little girl about like that, about the size of my thumb. Little old bitty skinny lizard-looking girl. And here's what she said to me. You've talked about this Jesus Christ and his power. I can show you my power. We're down at the football field at the University of Texas. No hoist, no trickery. By satanic power, she levitated people. This little bitty girl levitated people. She took one of her COVID persons, put them up against a thing like that and glued them there. The kids strained so hard trying to move away from the pole till blood shot from their nose. So the girl says, see, I can demonstrate my power. So I said to God, God, what are you going to do? He said, look at her straight in the face and say, yeah, you got some power, but you have no peace. I said, yeah, you got some power, but you have no peace. See, the devil can't give peace. You and I are the only ones are dispensers of peace. We know the Prince of Peace. When I said you have no peace, you couldn't have taken a bat and hit this girl in the head. She stunned her like this. And we lead her to Jesus Christ. Her mother and her grandmother before her were mediums and spiritualists. And this girl ends up going to a Bible college in Houston, Texas. It's the wildest thing. Wild. See? God will give us treasures like that. This is true. That's 100 years ago, it seems. But see, you don't have to go looking for all that kind of stuff. You just walk with God, they'll show up. I was asleep in the airport. And I hear something growling like a wolf. And I wake up, a witch is circling me. That's a bad thing to do. I don't like anybody waking me up from a nap, let alone a witch. I done my hand out like this. It knocks her down in the airport. She rolls like this. And they send the cart with those paddles. You know, they're going, I said, that won't help her. They're trying to shock her back. And I said, well, anyway. You say, well, Bobby, are they really stuff like that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They do more to stop the move of God than we do to get it going. They've lined out all of America in lines of nines. Well, anyway, I'm telling you, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That's how I claim one of the little witches. We was off down a civic center in Crockett, Texas, and I got a little bitty girl. She's in front of me. She's blind-headed, got little pigtails like this, and I don't know. She's just a little kid about like that. I don't know, maybe 12, something like that. Had a little chain around her neck, and I'm talking to her. There's a camera shooting over my shoulder and one shooting over hers, and I'm talking to her, and her little voice is so sweet. She's so nice. And the Lord said, ask her about this chain around her neck. So I took this finger and this thumb, and I reached like this. I said, honey, what's this? When my finger touched the chain around her neck, her whole facial features torted like this, and a voice like you couldn't believe came out of this little girl, gruff, and said, leave the B-I-T-C-H alone. She's mine. She had been birthed and given to the devil. from birth. Wow. Leave them. She's, guess what came out of my mouth? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So I used that one verse and broke every covenant her family had made with the devil. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. She's living on this planet so I could take her back from every curse her family had given to the devil. Wow. You remember that? Oh, puking like a bad cat. You know. Well, anyway, we've gone from, but here's what I want to tell you. Anything the devil does, he can't do anything to you. You're bulletproof through Christ. I'm telling you, he can't do it. And he knows that. You need to keep yourself covered in the blood. You need to keep your life holy before God. And I'll tell you, you're invincible, unstoppable. It says the Bible, you're a hooper Nike, super overcomer. Romans 8:37, yet amid all these things, we're more than conquerors. And he wrote a word called hooper Nike, super overcomer. Wow. Well, it's been, y'all listen good. Oh. Do what now? Oh, there's a verse in the Bible says you'll look back at the devil and you'll say, you mean that is who made the world to tremble? That's what the Bible says. We look back at the devil and we'll say, you mean that is who made the world to tremble? Now, I'm telling you guys, he's defeated and he knows it. He just doesn't want you to know that he knows it. He comes on like a roaring lion. He's not one. He can't even lock his own door. I read the book of Revelation. When Jesus came up out of the grave, he came up with what? Keys to death, hell, and the grave. Devil can't even lock his own door. Isn't that cool? I better quit. We're rambling on. I got to sign. I'm going to sign books and go have a snack and go to bed. Yeah, snack. That, you know, that cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Pretty good, isn't it? And I don't know how they got all the calories out. Apparently, something. Yeah, I'm calling the things that are not as though they should be, you know. But anyways, putting the puzzle together for you, that's a good thing. It'll be easy and not hard. And so that's good. Somebody has you got litigation coming against you, and I hear a verse from Daniel. The evil forces ruled and raged until the Ancient of Days stood, dropped his gavel, and rendered a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. So the Ancient of Days is going to drop his gavel, and there's going to be a verdict from heaven against somebody facing litigation. Here's another verse, Psalms 112. The whole 112th Psalm says this. You follow God, love God, live for God. The blessings of God will get on you in such a dimension, it'll make your enemies so mad, they'll gnash their teeth and turn around and stomp off. That's better than a lawsuit. They'll see the favor of God, it'll make them so mad, they'll gnash their teeth and walk away. Well, we got to get out of here.
Bobby, the couple in the back, yeah, the lady, your name is Luann. She just told me, before the service started, she said, I need prayer tonight because there's a litigation against us. What'd you call it, hon? Discrimination.
Okay.
Against her.
Okay.
And she said she wanted prayer. And
I would take that verse out of Daniel.
Amen.
Said the Ancient of Days, it said the evil forces, evil horns, ruled and raged until the Ancient of Days stood, dropped his gavel, and rendered a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. So I believe God's going to render a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. So that's a good verse. Okay. So you got fishing in the storm there. Wow.
When they go back, take the oil back, and they have some handkerchiefs that they.
I will. We'll pray over cloth. If you have some cloth, if you bring it by, we'll pray over you.
Amen.
What time's the service in the morning? It'll be here if I don't hush.
10:30. 10:30. Let's see. This Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night. Part four will be in the morning.
It's
at 10:30 a.m. But make sure you go to the table, book table.
and he'll sign your book and all. I tell you what, he has some wonderful material. So we want to make sure that he is honored by that as well, and it'll be something that you can take home with you and read over and over again. It's an honor, and I know she don't want to do this. It's an honor to have my daughter-in-law's mother with us from, but Pat is with us. Thank you so much for coming. It's such an honor to have you. It really is. But anyway, let's pray and we'll dismiss you. Father, we thank you again for this wonderful, wonderful time we've had in your presence. We just love you. Thank you for the richness of your word, the power of your presence. And Lord, just fill us with your glory. And Lord, may we be overflowing with your love and your life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. See you in the morning, 10:30.